message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, my dear friends. For our Jewish listeners, I pray that this Passover season will be a rich time of blessing, and that as you celebrate this great festival of freedom, you will come to know the fullness of the freedom that is found in Israel's Messiah, Savior and Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. To Jewish people the world over, Passover, or Pesach as it is referred to, is one of the happiest festivals in the Jewish religious calendar. It is a time when they recall with great joy the manner in which Jehovah brought deliverance from the bondage of Egypt to their forefathers. And for them, it is as if it had only been yesterday. For several days now, Jewish people have sought to cleanse their homes of all leaven in anticipation of the Seder and the festival of unleavened bread. This has been done in obedience to Torah, for we read in the second book of Moses, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Since that memorable night in Egypt 3,500 years ago, Jewish people have been faithfully observing that great deliverance. Who can escape the beautiful and touching instructions given to Israel through Moses? And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. From these instructions has developed the practice of having the Jewish boy seated at the Passover table go through the ritual of asking the father certain questions pertaining to the Passover ritual, and which the father then attempts to answer. So has been kept alive, year after year, age after age, that ritual that has acted as a cohesive, binding the Jewish people together. This is only one way that God has accomplished his marvelous preservation of the Jewish people. The symbolism connected with the Seder is very meaningful for both the Jew and the Gentile believer. Situated on the Seder plate will be a bloodless shank bone of a lamb, a substitute, although a very poor one, for the prescribed Passover lamb. The bread must be unleavened, for leaven is a type of evil. Bitter herbs look back to the bitter sufferings under the brutality of Egyptian taskmasters. The wine speaks of the sacrificial blood. The candles bring to mind the tabernacle worship in the wilderness. The egg is added because in it are the qualities of life, a type of resurrection. Salt water is added as a symbol of the tears shed in Egypt. The grated apple, or harosheth, recalls the clay with which bricks were made during those dark days. While there is great significance in each of the Seder ingredients, I wish to concentrate in more detail on the use of unleavened bread. Three matzah are placed in a three-pocketed pouch known as the matzah tash. During the Seder, the middle matzah is broken and half is hidden away. Later, that hidden half will be brought out and eaten at the end of the Seder meal by every member of the family. This is referred to as the afikoman. Traditional teaching is varied on the meaning behind the three matzah. Some believe it represents the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Still others believe it represents the priests, Levites, and the people of Israel. Jewish believers in Yeshua have, down through the years, seen in the three matzah the three persons of the one true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is noteworthy that the middle matzah is broken, buried away, and then brought out again. This is a very vivid picture of Messiah, who died, was buried, and who rose again. When Jesus sat down with his disciples at the Passover table, he took bread, broke it, and divided it among his disciples, and then said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Because Jesus, the Messiah, is symbolized as the unleavened bread, he was able to say, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." There were only three things commanded by God for the Passover table: the lamb, the unleavened bread, and the bitter herbs. All the other accoutrements have been added over the years by various rabbis. The most significant of the three divinely commanded symbols is the lamb. Without the Passover lamb, there would have been no Passover and no deliverance. In today's Seder, the lamb is conspicuous by its absence. There has been no Passover lamb for almost 2,000 years. Why? The answer is found in Holy Scripture. The prophet Isaiah, looking into the future, declared, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth." Very precious words pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ. Messiah's forerunner, John the Baptist, declared when he saw Jesus, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Writing of Messiah, the great New Covenant rabbi, Paul, said, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." Messiah Jesus was the fulfillment of the lamb slain in Egypt on that Passover night. Without the lamb then, there could have been no Passover, no deliverance, no freedom. Without the Lamb of God now, there is no true Passover, and no deliverance, and no freedom. Without the sprinkling of blood, there would have been no Passover and no deliverance. There had to be a lamb then, and there must be a lamb now. There is no lamb at the Passover table, because Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. As Dr. Colson Shepherd has written, "A Pesach without a lamb is like an automobile without an engine, or a man without life-giving blood in his veins." Unquote. All that happened on that first Passover night was typical of God's gracious work in providing his Son, Jesus, as the Passover lamb for the salvation of all men, both Jew and Gentile. Therefore, the scriptural reason, God's reason, why there is no lamb in today's celebration of the Passover is that God has provided his Son as the lamb. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The Passover table is both a memorial of deliverance out of Egypt, but it is also a prophecy of the coming Messiah. The only way the ancient people of Israel were delivered from Egyptian bondage some 3,000 years ago was by believing and acting upon the message given them by God. Only by believing that the blood of a sacrificed lamb painted on the doorposts and lintels would keep the destroyer away would they live. To refuse to act in unbelief was to perish. There was no other way. As the message from the Lord to ancient Israel was clear, so also is the message from God clear for men today. Only through repentance and faith in Messiah Jesus, who gave himself as our Lamb of Sacrifice, can deliverance from the bondage and guilt of sin be realized. As the Afikoman symbolizes, Jesus Christ died and was buried, and rose again that all who trust in him might be saved. Either we accept God's Lamb, Christ our Passover, or we receive death, for the wages of sin is death. This is an individual matter. Whether we are Jews or Gentiles, we must believe God's message, and like those fathers in Egypt, act upon it. My dear friends, I urge you to look away from your empty rituals that cannot save you and look to Messiah Jesus, who is God's Lamb. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Shalom, and may the Lord be with you. Amen.